USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to acquit former President Trump in his second impeachment trial on Saturday. Trump attorney Mike VanderVeen.
He was vindicated. He was found not guilty. The political witch hunt the Democrats had thrown at him was defeated, so he should feel quite pleased.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The former president inspired, directed, and propelled a mob to violently prevent the peaceful transfer of power, subvert the will of the people, and illegally keep that president in power. There is nothing, nothing more un-American than that.
President Joe Biden responded to the acquittal by releasing a statement saying that all Americans, especially the nation's leaders, have a duty and responsibility to defend the truth and to defeat the lies. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Four people in Oregon have tested positive for the coronavirus after receiving both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, according to health officials. The Oregon Health Authority said there's two cases each in Yamhill and Lane County, and the cases are either mild or asymptomatic. The agency referred to the individuals who tested positive as breakthrough cases, meaning they got sick with the virus at least 14 days after receiving both doses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced that they're investigating a multi-state listeria outbreak that may be linked to soft cheese. A press release from the CDC said 7 people have been infected with listeria in 4 states. They said they've linked the outbreak to Hispanic-style fresh and soft cheeses, but they hadn't identified a specific brand. All 7 individuals were hospitalized. They live in Connecticut, Maryland, New York, and Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A strong 7.3 earthquake has hit off the northeast coast of Japan. Officials say it was an aftershock of the big earthquake, which happened nearly 10 years ago. It shook Fukushima, but there was no threat of a tsunami. A government spokesperson said there were no immediate reports of any irregularities from any of the nuclear plants in the area. Researchers say the new variant of the coronavirus might be more deadly. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
Scientists in the United Kingdom say that the coronavirus variant that was first identified in their country likely has a higher risk of death than other variants. A new document released Saturday shows that the UK variant has led to more hospitalizations and deaths, though researchers aren't yet sure why. They do say that the vaccines currently available are effective in preventing serious illness from the strain. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new study in Pennsylvania shows that pigs are as smart as dogs. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
Researchers at Penn State University announcing this week the results of a study on pigs and video games. The findings published in Frontiers of Psychology show pigs are smart enough to use their snouts to move a joystick to play a rudimentary video game well enough to earn treats from a dispenser. Researchers say the study proves pigs have remarkable cognitive and behavioral flexibility, even when significantly outside their normal frame of reference. One researcher tells HuffingtonPost.com there's nothing we previously knew about pigs that would have suggested they could do this to any degree. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.